Okay, big challenge this week, going into Foxborough, New England, 5-0 at home. That head coach quarterback combination they have there is pretty special. It's been great for a number of years, so we're getting ourselves geared up. So, questions?
Just an update on Wes and going through the protocol and where he's at.
Yeah, he's working through the protocol. They're increasing activity as he clears hurdles and all that. And when they give me the green light, we'll get him back out here.
Coach, you started with pads and then looked like you guys were picking him up at the end. Was that, did they earn that or was that just a...
Yeah, that's how we wanted to approach it. You know, we got some good pad work in early and then backed off a little bit.
Coach, back to West, do you get the sense he's especially eager to... obviously playing against his old team this week?
I really haven't had a lot of dialogue with Wes. I'm sure he's a competitive guy, so I'm sure he's looking forward to playing, you know, with some of his former teammates.
As many years as you've done this, when you think about Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady,
yeah,
where does that rank?
It's always a great matchup. You're talking about two of the premier quarterbacks in the league, and obviously, you know, it's going to be shown in prime time and all that. For us, it's an opportunity to go on the road and face a team that's really been on top of the AFC for a number of years, and it'll be a great challenge, great opportunity to go in there and play a good football team and find a way to scratch out a win.
You catch the Patriots on a short week. How big an advantage can that be?
I don't know that I feel like it's an advantage. I think, you know, we're traveling there. They're on a shorter week. We're both going to be well prepared. It'll come down to who executes on game day.
How different does this Patriots offense look without? I mean, so many of the offensive pieces or the skill position guys are different than when we just played in a year ago.
Still looks like a very good offense to me. They've got a great quarterback. It starts in the trenches. They've got a very good offensive line, well coached. They've got capable backs. They've got capable receivers. They've got a big, strong tight end, and a couple of them, and so it's a good group, and like I said, we're getting ourselves geared up to go compete. Good players, yeah. I mean, really good players make people around them better, and I think you see that, you know, in particular that position, they can impact, you know, guys that are throwing the ball to, distributing the ball to, and you definitely see growth as they go through the year. Well, I think that's the idea, is that that's his role, and he's a good football player, and very capable. We'll have to, you know, be strong in our coverage and doing the things that we need to do from a defensive standpoint to slow him and them down.
With the Raheem news, how nice is it to have a veteran like Mike Adams on the squad who's been there and done that?
Yeah, before? Unfortunate for Raheem. You know, really. Great young man, was having a nice year for us, cares so much. I mean, it's really football, it's what he loves, and so unfortunate for him. It is good that we do have a, you know, a capable veteran like Mike to step in, a guy that played a lot last year for us, and then we were able to sign, you know, Michael Huff to add to the depth in the backfield, get a guy with experience that has started in this league, that understands what it takes to win on Sunday.
Jack, when did you first become aware that Raheem was having a leg issue?
Whenever he had to come out of the game, you know, Greek let me know that he was being looked at and there'd be a question of whether he could return. And then it was, he's not going to be able to return. So, you know, we, like I've said, our trainers, do a phenomenal job of taking care of the players and making sure that they're, in good hands. And so, you know, It's really easy as a coach to just sit back and wait until you get the green light. And when you do, then you're ready to roll.
But there was no indication earlier in the week about anything?
No.
What's that game against New England last year turning point?
Oh, I think it definitely served as a little bit of a wake-up call. You know, there was some moments that, you know, we have a prideful group, I think. They got the best of us in a few of those situations, did a nice job from their standpoint. We didn't handle it very well, and so I think we grew from that point forward as a unit, and So I would say that's accurate.
Will Peyton doing less on Wednesdays kind of become the normal MO moving forward so he can rest that ankle?
Possibly. I mean, I'm not going to try and characterize it in a way where, you know, he will always or won't or whatever. I mean, that's how we approached it today. And, you know, it's kind of day by day. We just do what we think is best with the guys and getting them prepared for the game. Yes. 100% in the walkthrough.
Peyton and Brady both are at an age where typically in the past you're winding down your career. I mean, I don't think anybody seems to drop off in either one of them. Do you have any idea why they're so good at the advanced stage?
I don't. Well, I do have an idea. It's an extraordinary commitment that both of these guys have to make. If you don't make that kind of commitment, you know, to taking care of your body, to the training, to the, you know, the workouts, to the mental preparation, all the things you have to do to stay sharp. I think they've both been able to do that, and stay at a high level.
I mean, in the past, I mean, it's happened, but you know, people generally think you can't be an effective quarterback as you go to 40. Could both these guys be playing at 40? I know you're more worried about this week.
Yeah, I'm trying to go 1 week at a time. You know, That's a question for somebody else. I think for us and for me, you know, our entire focus right now is on dialing in these guys and trying to be as prepared as possible so that when we get there Sunday and arrive for the game, we're ready to roll.
Jack Payton has talked about how it takes a long time, not just one season, but year after year, for a quarterback and receiver to work out the kinks.
Yeah.
Yet Welker's leading the team in receptions. He's already tied his career high for touchdowns halfway through the year. What is it about West that has allowed him to kind of make this seamless transition?
I think the biggest thing I see is the competitive nature. Those two guys are as competitive as they come, and I think that's part of the fuel that drives him to work the way he works at being prepared and at being on the same page and things like that.